both songwriter and poet, and tonight she's going to present some spoken word. Please welcome Betsy Binstock.
This is called Sorting Through the Remains. After he died, we gathered to sort out his life, his children and I. Those densely red rows of clinical books, darkly carved masks from Africa, print of a moonlit river flowing through Japan. Hardest of all was the closet, where his clothes still hung. That slate blue suit with the double English vent tailored to fit a rounded form. His white terry cloth robe. A short sleeve shirt from Greece, banded in blue and white for walking along the beach. I snapped his picture once, swaddled in that shirt, puffing on a mini cigar, gripping a horseshoe crab by its tail so I could savor its prehistoric form. His children helped me sort, though mostly I stayed away while his former wife made piles of all those clothes she never helped him choose. It was much simpler so. Except that I kept a patchwork tie crisscrossed in blues and yellows and reds. For 2 long years it hung from a hook on the back of my closet door. A talisman to touch each night before I went to bed.
Thank you. One more hand for Betsy Binstock. And